do it. Speaking of schools, joining us on the phone now is Anne-Marie Banfield. She is the education policy liaison from Cornerstone Policy Research to the legislature, and generally speaking, she's an agitator of all things education in the town of Bedford. We have her on the phone today to talk about legislation that has passed the House and is pending in the Senate regarding whether or not the state of New Hampshire should ban the so-called International Baccalaureate Program from being implemented by school boards in the state of New Hampshire. Anne-Marie, thank you for joining us here this morning on Gerard at Large.
Good morning. How are you?
There you go. How was that for an intro?
Well, I don't know if I'm an irritant, probably to some people.
No, an agitator. An agitator. Anyway, so Anne-Marie, first, I think we need to explain to people what the International Baccalaureate Program is and why the state of New Hampshire should consider eliminating it from local schools.
I think that's a great place to start. International Baccalaureate Program has been around for a long time, and it was kind of set up for military people who maybe go overseas with their children and are looking for something a little, you know, kind of steady. If your kids have to maybe go to school in Saudi Arabia, this might be a better option for them. And over the years, like even in public schools, things change. And, you look at a public school today and you look at one from maybe the 1950s and 1960s, and things change quite a bit. So to judge this program on how it was first initiated probably wouldn't be accurate or, an honest way to look at it. So I think what you need to do is you have to look at it, what it is today. And the International Baccalaureate Organization is a non-governmental organization, an NGO of UNESCO. So they work in partnership with the United Nations. And the United Nations is a pretty extreme political organization in and of itself. There are political treaties that the United States look at and sometimes could possibly sign. Some of them, could be argued go against our Bill of Rights. There's a treaty out there right now floating around on limiting small arms. You have the gun rights people who look at these kind of things and say, wait a second, we shouldn't be signing any treaty with the United Nations when it comes to limiting our gun rights. That should be something that we decide as a nation. One of the concerns with the International Baccalaureate that I have found personally and that many people around the country have found is that if you start going through their website and you start looking at what they want to bring into the schools through this program, there is a clear agenda within this program, and it's political. And you can look at their website, you can go through the information that they put on their website, and you can see that they push some of their political agenda through this program. Agenda 21 would be one of them. The Earth Charter would be another one.
Let me interrupt here for a second. Since a lot of folks who are listening aren't going to know what Agenda 21 or Project Earth or some of the other political things you're making reference to, why don't you pick a couple that you think provide specific concern from an educational point of view, what our kids are learning under this program and why people really need to understand this. It's pointing to a specific from an abstract.
Right, because all three of the ones that I just listed, I think, are anti-American. But one of them would be the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. There is an article in there, and I think it's Article 29. It could be Article 26. It specifically states that our human rights cannot be in conflict with what the United Nations says. That is quite different than what this country was founded upon. We have unalienable rights, and that is in the Declaration of Independence. That means that our individual rights are not granted by the government. They come from our Creator, and they cannot be given and taken away by the government. What the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights says is completely different. It's kind of in line with what Cuba does. Cuba says you have human rights, you have rights as long as they conform to what the government says. So right there's a conflict. And it is clear in the International Baccalaureate Program that this document is to be incorporated in the program, and that our students are to become, you know, subjected to this kind of indoctrination. Now, I think
so really they're arguing the supremacy of the the United Nations Charter over the United States Constitution, and requiring
right.
as part of the program that kids learn that charter as opposed to our Constitution.
That's right. That I mean, and it's on their own website. This is what they say. That's right.
But don't the state, you know, standards in education here, the prescriptions of the state of New Hampshire, don't they require the kids to also learn the Constitution? And if so, why would we necessarily care about them learning United Nations doctrine?
That's a good point. First of all, I think you have to look at what the state of New Hampshire does require when it comes to the history and civic standards. We've had that graded, and we've received a grade of a D when it comes to our history standards. For instance, a couple years ago, I sat with two Bedford High School students at an election, and I asked them, have you ever read the Constitution? They were getting ready to graduate high school, and their answer was no. I asked them, do you know what's in the 14th Amendment? Their answer was no. I've asked, have you read the Declaration of Independence? Their answer was no. I've asked the school administrators, have these students read the Federalist and the Anti-Federalist Papers? Because I think that gives a clear description of how this country was founded, and that we are a republic, and why we are a republic. And I didn't get a direct answer as to whether they were going to ask the students to start reading those documents. I do think that I raised some concerns among the administrators in Bedford, but we have set the bar extremely low. Less than 25% of American students score proficient in history on the national assessment. So we are failing the students in America when it comes to our own history and civics.
Well, why jump over the standard where you can trip over it? All right, Anne-Marie, we're going to take a quick check for traffic and weather. We'll be back right after this. Stay tuned. Come in. Talk to our teachers. Talk to our students. Look at our curriculum. Talk to our textbooks. Kick the tires a bit before you come here. I'll tell you what. That gives you a level of accountability, because when I pick up the phone and there's an issue to talk to at school, I'm Mr. Gerard. I'm Dominic and Colette and Madeline's dad. And they're like, oh, he's got something he wants to talk to us about. So
and you're a paying
call.
Customer, and they look at you that way because they're providing a service that you are paying for, unlike other outlets of education in our society.
Worked. I mean, and the school is a community. It's the only K-8 school in the country.
Your kids aren't just a number there. Human being.
There's no distance between the person receiving the benefit and the person paying for it. In our current system, there's all kinds of middlemen involved.
That's why my parents sent me to St. Catharines as a kid, you know? There's a reason for that.
And you're well-behaved as a result.
And as Robert Frost said, and miles to go before I get to someone I can talk to at the school system. All right, continuing now, speaking of schools, with Anne-Marie Banfield. She is educating us about the International Baccalaureate Program, which has been implemented in Bedford schools and is under threat now by legislation pending in the Senate that would prohibit school districts from adopting a global curriculum. Anne-Marie, thanks
yes.
for staying with us.
Sure.
So go ahead. I'm sure you have another point or two to make, and then I have a question about this legislation, what it does, and why you think people should rally behind it and call their senators.
Well, maybe we should get to the bill, because I think that, I could go on and on and on about what's in the curriculum. And it is interesting that, you know, you brought up how you can look at the textbooks at St. Casimir. You know, some of this curriculum in the International Baccalaureate is password protected, so parents cannot go online and they cannot look at what is being brought into the classroom.
Wait a minute. The Bedford School Board has adopted a curriculum where parents are prohibited from seeing what's being taught?
Not only that, I have asked the school board, I have asked the administrators to explain some of how they are teaching this in the classroom. You know, I brought up the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. I've brought that up to them before, and they've never answered. They've never provided the community with any kind of information, and I think that would help clear up some of the concerns that parents have. This is not only in Bedford. This is in the Merrimack Valley School District. It's been in their schools for 3 years. Parents had no idea. They are now starting to realize. This is where this legislation came from. It actually came from the Merrimack Valley schools' parents through their legislators. This didn't come through the Bedford School parents or the legislators. If you look at the co-sponsors, most of them represent Merrimack Valley Schools because the parents there are looking at this program. They're outraged by what they're seeing because not in, only in addition to the political aspect, there is a values aspect to this program. And guess where the values come from? It's not the parents. It's not the community. It's the United Nations values that they're incorporating into the classroom. So
hey,
a parent
any
in
organization Merrimack- that can have Libya on the Human Rights Commission is an organization I want my kids learning from.
Exactly, and that was brought up in this in the committee hearings. That was brought up by some of the legislators. They were like, "Are you kidding me? This is a values-based program, and values meaning, you know, are the kids tolerant enough? Are they teaching enough tolerance? Are they open-minded enough? This is what they're being judged on. This is what they're being graded on." In the Merrimack Valley schools, one parent ended up pulling her kids out because they're doing all this group learning, and instead of grading their students on math, they're grading them on whether they're communicating well. And she's just fed up. But, you know, this program came into the schools, and 3 years later, the parents are just now figuring this out. They didn't even know that this program was in the schools. So that's been one of the biggest problems that the legislators have been hearing, is that this comes into the schools. Nobody knows about it. It's not really vetted through the public. I think Bo was the only one that really took it to the public. Bo turned it down. They took it to the voters and the public, and the public showed up and said, no, we don't want to have anything to do with this. So, you know, in other communities like Merrimack Valley and Bedford, it kind of slips in, and nobody knows about it. And years later, you figure out that this is in your school system. But, you know, if you look at the legislation, I think there's a little bit of a misconception, because I looked at the Union Leader article, and I kind of wondered if the author or the reporter from the Union Leader looked and read the bill. I wonder, I mean, obviously she didn't sit in on the hearings, because the legislators, the House Education Committee, is committed to local control. And so one might be saying, well, if they're going to get rid of the IB program in New Hampshire, how is that supporting local control? Well, if President Obama hands over our governing to the United Nations and the Supreme Court says, no, he's not allowed to do that, then and brings back the control to the United States, then clearly this is similar to what this legislation is attempting to do. The legislation is saying, no, we are not going to have a foreign organization governing our schools, and they're trying to bring back local control to the schools. I can give you some examples.
And Marie, we only have a couple minutes left, so if you could get to the specifics of how
sure.
the legislation would prohibit something like the International Baccalaureate Program from being implemented by local school boards, and in that context, show us how in New Hampshire we're actually maintaining local control by
right.
having the state impose that prohibition, I think that would be a good way to wrap up.
Right. First of all, if a parent would have a problem with the rules and regulations, they would have to go through an arbitrator. If the arbitrator does not come up with a satisfactory decision, they have to go through the Swiss courts. They don't go through the American courts. They go through Swiss courts.
And so if there's a dispute over the curriculum, the parents have got to go through courts in Switzerland under the International
That's right.
Baccalaureate Program?
That's right. That's
okay.
right.
You made your point about local control.
you know, another thing is if a teacher is charged with misconduct, and that could simply mean that the teacher gave extra time on an exam, the IB personnel would come into your school and they would investigate this. Same with the coordinator. We have an IB coordinator.
Did the school board have a clue what it was adopting when it did this?
I suspect that no. I think some of these things I actually learned just a few weeks ago when the legislators were looking at this. They had done some digging and they found this. I think when this program is sold, that, you know, all of the good aspects are sold, and nobody ever really goes through the details. So I suspect that they didn't know that they would be giving up so much governing power. And maybe, you know, I think sometimes they don't mind that. Some schools don't mind that, but I think when the legislators looked at this, they could see big problems. I mean, you know, they're going to have constituents coming to them saying, I have to go through Swiss courts to resolve a dispute. My child was denied a diploma. You know, their diplomas are granted through the IB. They're not granted through your school. And if a student is denied and they end up having to go through Swiss courts, you know, they could see a real problem in the future with something like that.
So it's House Bill 1403. Are there any senators in our listening area that need to hear from us about this so they go cast the correct vote?
Yeah, I think, you know, this is something that people might say, well, it affects Bedford and it affects Merrimack Valley. Well, it could easily come into any school district in the state. So I definitely think that if anybody's concerned, they need to contact their senator. I would also contact the Senate President, Peter Bragdon, and make sure that this is something that, you know, that he supports, that this returns control to the local community. It doesn't take away local control. If schools want the International Baccalaureate, then they need to go to the IBO and say, you need to give up your governing structure over our local schools. And that would satisfy this bill. And that the New Hampshire legislature does not want to give up that control to a foreign organization. I think Senator Nancy Stiles, she's out on the Seacoast, she would be a good person to contact because she's the chairman of the Senate Education Committee. And she would be one that you would want to contact to, you know, show your support for this bill. This returns local control, and I'm not sure why the union leaders spun it as taking away, but this returns. If the United States hands over their governing power to the United Nations, that takes away control from this country, from the political establishment. It doesn't, you know, grant us extra governing power by handing it over to them. And so
Marie, we got to go, and who knows, maybe a parental trip to Switzerland. Maybe they could make an educational field trip. We'll tackle that in the future. We are flat out of time. Thanks to St. Casimir's School. Give them a call at 623-6411. And happy anniversary, honey. I'll be home.